exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Grab by Chase at about the 30-yard line. Far side. He's in for the score. Touchdown, touchdown, Tigers.
There's a new team, new leadership. We got a lot of coaches. We've got to set the standard of performance here.
Give me the sign. Give me the sign. Touchdown, Tigers.
That's about me. I'm the energy guy. I set the standard, and I can't let it slip.
And intercepted. Derek Stingley's got it in the end zone.
I'm staying in the office longer, working longer. I just do it by leadership.
A team of destiny and a team for ages. Tigers win. They are the national champions.
This is LSU 60 Special Camp Edition, presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics and home of the Ed Orgeron Show. LSU 60 Special Camp Edition takes you inside LSU football as they prepare to defend their national title.
Burrow stepping back, throws Marshall in the end zone. Got it! Touchdown, Tigers!
The latest news, exclusive player and coach interviews, and an outlook on the 2020 schedule. Now. From inside the shadow of legendary Tiger Stadium, live from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studio, here are your hosts, former Tiger Gordy Rush and the voice of your Fighting Tigers, Chris Blair.
Good Monday night. Hello, everybody. Welcome in to LSU 60 Special Camp Edition as we are on our way to the start of the 2020 football season. Coming to you live on this Monday night, along with former Tiger Gordy Rush. Gordy, you doing all right?
I am doing fantastic. How about you, my friend?
No, couldn't be better. Talking LSU football for the next, 58 minutes or so. Got a jam-packed show tonight. Coming up, as we will each and every Monday and Thursday, we'll start the show with the latest camp news and notes. And I know camp hasn't started yet, but there's still plenty of news as we sit here in late July 2020, getting ready for the season. Later, we'll have a chance to talk with Jacoby Stevens, senior safety for the Tigers, and then a conversation with Coach Mickey Joseph. And we're also going to talk about the first two opponents of the season, Gordy, and that is UTSA and a little team from the Lone Star State known as the Texas Longhorns. So buckle up, everybody. We got plenty coming your way. Stay with us. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, well, we'll get you some camp, pre-camp news and notes. Stay with us here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Fire. The SEC fire never gets colder. Make it smolder. Feed it more decibels, more fervor and fever. Stoke with raw emotion and believers. Allegiance is the spark. Tradition is the ignition. And the chaos is the kindling. Drown out the distractions. Douse the don't care. Feed the fire. Feed it more.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go. lsushop.net.
Snap back, give to Ty Davis Price. Looks for a hole, keeps on pounding. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers!
This is LSU 60 Special Camp Edition, presented by TJ Ribs on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Time now for camp news and notes. Brought to you by 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge. Now statewide on CST from noon to 6 p.m. weekdays. Esther, Hanegriff, and Moscona.
All right, just getting started here on a Monday night premiere of LSU 60 Camp Edition. Time now for, as the big voice guy says, camp news and notes. But Gordy, before we get started and talk about camp news and notes, we have to do this. It's Coach Ed Ogeron's birthday.
Absolutely.
So we have to send happy birthday to the national championship coach, Coach O.
What are what Coach O's doing for his birthday?
You know what I was thinking?
I'm ready.
What do you get for the national championship? I mean, what are you getting for his birthday?
That's one of the things I love about Ed. You're going to, Coach O, you're going to get the same white top, right? You're going to get short sleeve or long sleeve. You're going to get the purple shirt.
Maybe new running shoes?
New running shoes. Yeah, he's getting his run in. No doubt about it. I'm not sure what I get, Coach O.
Happy birthday, Coach. All right. Let's talk news and notes. First off, you know, one of the things that stands out about 2020, it's obvious. Things are a lot different this year going into the start of football season. We could sit here for the next 10, 12 hours and talk about how things are different, Gordy. But first of all, spring football was canceled or shortened, obviously, very right. Shortened. And there were some adjustments made to what the guys could do going into the summer. First, you had to be able to get them back on campus. But I think everybody agreed the NCAA did the right thing, made some adjustments to what teams could do, what individual players could do. And so basically, I think the guys arrived back around June 8th, and through July 12th, it was kind of up to them. They could do some individual stuff. Some strength and conditioning and some film study, which was voluntary. And then they were able to kick into some, mandatory stuff or required stuff, July 13th through the 23rd. Then we find ourselves here just recently, the 24th of July, running through August 6th. They get this enhanced summer mode, which is completely new, that allows a little more than you typically would do this time of year.
Yeah, I think the big part, the big change is this period they're currently in now. And it's the way to describe this is a walkthrough, Chris. This is about installation. You go back to the spring, Tigers were only able to get 1 week in. And offensively, not a whole lot changes. But obviously, you have some new faces, right? They're going to run a very similar offense. Miles Brennan is familiar with this offense. You've got some new faces on the offensive line. You've got a big new face on tight end. We'll talk about it in a little bit. And obviously, you have some young backs that didn't get a whole lot of touches last year that are learning this offense. On the defensive side of the football, Chris, you have a new defensive coordinator in Bo Pelini who wants to run more of a 4-3, a four-man front. And so they only got 1 week of that installation. So I think those two things combined with this, the players are finally getting to use a football. Part of the summer weightlifting, you couldn't have a football out there. It was smaller groups, so forth and so on. Now they may be able to go out on their own and throw the football, but at least some supervised, football and getting timing and things of that nature. So that's what's going on out there right now during this enhanced period, if you will.
Well, the schedule right now, and again, this is subject to change. It will come at Coach O's discretion, but expecting August 7th to be the first day of practice, which requires the 2 days of helmets and shorts, the acclimation period, as we all know, then expected 2 days of helmets and shells, and then followed by full equipment and uniforms coming up on August 11th. So again, planning on getting the season started on time, This is when it really will ramp up. A couple of things, you know, when you look at going into fall camp, Gordy, big picture questions. What's the biggest question mark for LSU going into 2020 as far as you're concerned?
I think is getting the timing between Miles Brennan, if he indeed will be the starter, and he's the favorite to be the starter, and the receivers. I think that's the biggest thing for me, a new quarterback with some veteran receivers in Chase and Marshall. I think that's the biggest question.
The biggest hole, obviously, is the loss of Joe Burrow.
Sure.
I mean, it's you know, Coach O's talked about it. Steve Ensminger's talked about it. To come in, anybody asking them to fill those shoes is not fair, and nobody's doing that. But outside of Joe Burrow, when you look at, say, Thad Moss, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, to me, in my opinion, those are the two biggest holes outside of Joe Burrow that you've got to fill, because Thad Moss was always the safety valve. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was catching footballs out of the backfield. He was running hard. He had great pass protection. What do you see at that hybrid tight end going into this year trying to replace Thad Moss? And obviously, a great stable of running backs, but is this going to be a committee in 2020 with the talent they have?
Yeah, no question. I think it is going to be a committee. And at running back, you're going to start with Chris Curry after, you know, the display that he put on in that Peach Bowl game over in Atlanta. But Ty Davis Price and John Emery are both dynamic backs. We saw some flashes of what they can do. And I'm really intrigued with that H-back tight end position in that Racy McMath was a wide receiver, right? They used a little bit as a smaller tight end. We saw him with a huge touchdown catch against Mississippi State.
Game changer, really.
Absolutely. And you know, he's a guy I think a lot of people circled as a breakout sort of year. And there's Eric Gilbert, who's the freshman tight end that everybody has really been raving about. Those are two big positions, Chris, to fill. Not only because I think the production that they had, Moss didn't drop a ball, and we know the type of year that Clyde had a year ago, but also their understanding of the offense. And they were more utilized, which I think LSU got to the halfway part of that season when they got on the Florida, Auburn, Mississippi State run. And that's when I think LSU really took off, became even more dynamic. They were, I remember that Texas film, and LSU was still a lot of max protector on their three receivers. It was when they got the tight end and the running back involved in the pass game, they were all on the same page, that this offense really took off.
And everybody feels pretty good that Eric Gilbert recently named Gatorade Player of the Year
in
high school.
I can't wait to see him play. I mean, the film is unbelievable. They're raving about him. And you talk about a mismatch, size and athletic ability against a linebacker or maybe a strong safety. Can't wait to see him in fall workouts.
Real quickly, before we go to our next break, we've got Jacoby Stevens going to join us here in just a little bit here on LSU 60. Defensively, while maybe not getting the headlines that LSU's offense did last year, there were some really talented guys that got picked up by the draft on the defensive side. But when you really start breaking it down and looking at who's returning, Jacoby Stevens obviously comes to mind. What do you think about the 2020 Tiger defense, big picture, with Bo Pelini now running the roost?
A lot of talent. You know, obviously, you have some people that played some valuable snaps for you. And it starts with Tyler Shelvin down there in the defensive line. And Justin Thomas has played some good snaps. And Ika played a little bit a year ago. You've got some good-looking prospects that have to step up for you. I think the linebacker position is the question mark. You pick up a Jabril Cox in a transfer, and he maybe pair him with Damone Clark. There's talent there, Chris. They just haven't played the snaps. What I'm really excited about is that secondary. Wow, Stingley, Stevens coming back, Todd Harris Jr. coming off of injury from a year ago, and Cordell Flott on the other side of Stingley. Really, it looks like he's ready to replace Fulton and showed some flashes as a true freshman.
All right, I'm going to give you 15 seconds.
Yep.
Is the offensive line as big a question mark in 2020 as it was for all of us going into 2019?
There's no question. Anytime you lose that many people and getting that continuity going, it is a question mark. The good thing, you have talent there, and you've got some people that I think can step up and play.
All right, we got much more coming here on LSU 60 Premier Edition. Don't forget, every Monday and Thursday for the next 4 weeks, Gordy Rush and I will be right here talking about, the Tigers as they prepare to defend their national championship in the 2020 season. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, senior safety Jacoby Stevens is going to join us here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Founded by faculty and staff in 1934, Campus Federal Credit Union has been a trusted partner of LSU and part of our winning team for over 85 years. And they're still here, faithfully serving our Tiger Nation, providing personalized products and excellent service to members wherever they may be on their financial journey. With 24/7 online banking, an expert mortgage team, plus the distinction of being Louisiana's top business credit union, membership has many benefits. But you don't have to be a Tiger to experience the Campus Federal difference. Visit campusfederal.org today. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
New Bud Light Seltzer, huh?
Yep.
And it tastes like a hard seltzer, not a beer?
Yep.
So it's light and refreshing?
Yep.
With a hint of fruit flavor?
Yep.
And 100 calories?
Yep.
You said this is Bud Light Seltzer?
Yep.
Well, I need to try it.
Yep.
Oh, that tastes great.
Yep.
Now, wait, are you just yupping me?
Nope.
Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beers, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Tiger fans, make sure every LSU game day is powered by Sunshine, your hometown John Deere dealer. Drive green this spring and get savings now on tractor packages for every property, starting as low as $188 per month. Keep on winning even in the offseason. Find more deals online and apply for financing at sunequip.com. Sunshine, official partner of LSU Athletics. Offer ends 8-3-2020, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. 20% down payment required. See dealer for details.
Baton Rouge Metro Airport has an important announcement. We miss you. And once you're ready for liftoff, we'll be here to get you there. To gear up for your return, we've been giving BTR a thorough scrub down and fogging every day to make sure your travels are as germ-free as they are hassle-free. We look forward to seeing you soon and to blue skies ahead. After all this time, it's about time you flew BTR. Baton Rouge Metro Airport. FlyBTR.com.
At Our Lady of the Lake, they know firsthand how COVID-19 has changed our world. But one thing that has not changed is their team's dedication to serving our communities. Everyone plays an important role in stopping the spread. Wash your hands often and stay home when you can. And now, their providers are offering video visits where you can receive medical care from one of Our Lady of the Lake physician group providers from the comfort of your home. New patients welcome. Just visit OLOLRMC.com to schedule. Looking left, now pedaling to his left, throwing on the run. Terrace Marshall has it right inside the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers!
Your radio home for the national champions. This is LSU 60, Special Camp Edition. Presented by TJ Ribs. Time to go in the huddle. Presented by Cox Communications, the official communications provider of LSU Athletics.
Glad to have you back with us here on the show. Looking forward to coming to you each and every Monday and Thursday evening here at 7 o'clock. LSU 60 Special Camp Edition, brought to you in part by Hargrove, your engineering and project execution partner with over 2,000 teammates, including 500 right here in the Baton Rouge area. Their safety culture has always been their number one priority, and they're ready to support your project on-site, in the office, or remotely while protecting your team from the spread of COVID-19. For more info, just visit Hargrove-EPC.com. Hargrove and Tiger Nation, one team, go Tigers. Part of the show each time out is to visit with a returning Tiger, and tonight we start off with a definitive leader on this team. Senior safety Jacoby Stevens spent some time here in Baton Rouge finding his best fit, but once he did, it's been lights out. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show number 3 from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Jacoby Stevens. Jacoby, great to talk with you again. You joined us earlier in the spring. Thanks for joining us now, because I know you and your teammates are, well, pretty busy.
Yes, sir. As soon as we got back, Coach O put us to work. We're very excited. We're starting with, the football schools and kind of getting back fresh and kind of getting back to playing football and throwing the ball and stuff like that, all the things that the NCAA allows us to do. We're just really excited to be back.
Again, Jacoby, last year, 2019, second team All-SEC, SEC Defensive Player of the Week on 3 occasions, really a headhunting safety for the Fighting Tigers. And, Jacoby, before we move ahead and look to this season, I want to talk about the last couple of months. As I mentioned, we had a chance to talk back in the spring after, unfortunately, spring football was canceled. And a lot of the work and a lot of the dedication when we all were told to quarantine and stay in shelter was on you guys individually. Take us back through your mindset and your plan, being by yourself, how to stay in shape, be ready when we got back to football.
Well, one of the things that I think that helped the team was we're always in constant competition with one another. And it's a healthy competition. So when we send videos in as a safety group and we see the receivers send videos, the receivers send videos in of them working out, you know, that makes us want to go even harder. So, I mean, I know when I saw Mo Hampton, when I saw Cam Lewis, I mean, I saw Jamar Chase, it all made us want to work harder and compete with one another to stay in shape and come back ready to go. So when we, you know, so when we did get that call, it was just we picked up where we left off, and I think that's what really motivated the entire team. And I know for me personally, that's what motivated me to come back and really tip-top peak shape.
It's one of the things that really helped LSU get back to the top of the college football world and was a big part of the national championship season, Jacoby, and that was the inner competition that drove everybody at every position group. And when you look at 2020, you know, immediately the critics are going to say, well, they lost so much on offense. And when you look at that defensive backfield, they lost really some really good talent back there. How does that help you guys? Again, internally motivating each other from a competition standpoint, but also the fact that maybe there's some naysayers out there that say the defensive backfield, DBU at LSU, may not be as strong.
Right. I mean, when you look at that and, you know, just kind of looking at all the names that got drafted, I mean, it's a lot of players. I mean, we set the record in, you know, in multiple categories of guys getting drafted. But when you really sit down and look at your roster, you see all the production coming back. You see the guys when they actually got their opportunity in the game, what they did with their opportunity. I mean, secondary-wise, I mean, you have, you know, Derek Stingley, I think the best DB in college football, I think returning back with 6 interceptions. And then you have, you know, me, I had a really high productive year of coming back. Then you have somebody like Cordell Flott that comes back that, you know, really had a breakout game against Alabama when he went against Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs that he didn't allow a catch. And I mean, I can just keep going on and on. I mean, I had Kerry Vincent coming back with 4 interceptions. So, I mean, and that's just the defensive, you know, the DBs. I mean, you also have guys like Damone Clark who rotated in. You know, he was like the third rotating guy in the linebacker corps, and he finished the season with 50 tackles and 2 sacks. So, I mean, we can be here all day about all the production and all the talent that we have coming back that's on this roster.
Well, I'm going to brag on you a little bit, Jacoby, simply because you were one of the most productive defenders in 2019. 85 tackles, 8.5 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, and 3 INTs for the Fighting Tigers. Now, I know that you guys, starting with Coach O, it's always about one team, one heartbeat. It's not about the individual. It's about the team. But obviously, going into your senior season, each year you're looking to get a little bit better so that you contribute to that team effort. For you personally, what were things that you said, I've got to get better at and I'm going to dedicate to getting better going into the 2020 campaign?
Well, for me, it's just sharpening on all my skills, just, you know, coverage-wise, tackling-wise, just everything that I need to do to just become a better player. And, you know, of course, there's some areas where there's need more focus in that category. And I'm going to do that. But basically anything that Coach O and Coach Bellini and Coach Bush, anything they ask me to do so I can better the defense and in turn be better for the team, I'm willing to do. So like I said, Coach O, it really beats at home where it's one team, one heartbeat. And that's really the motto for everybody that's on the roster.
Jacoby Stevens, rising senior safety for LSU, joining us here. Jacoby, I know you're busy, so I don't want to keep you very long. Between getting ready for the fall semester in school, obviously the fall season, and just getting some rest from time to time. But last thing I got for you, we've heard Coach O talk about the different way that LSU football is continuing to work and also keeping social distance, keeping everybody safe. From a player standpoint, for you, what's it like that's different
in the way that you approach things to make sure you stay safe and keep everybody else safe at LSU football?
Right. The thing that I say the most that's kind of that's changing with me is just to remember to put the mask on when we're doing our walkthroughs and doing our team stuff. There's times where, you know, when we're doing team and kind of going at a pace, you just get so locked in as a team where we still have to take these measures because we're still in a global pandemic and we still have to take care of one another. But for me, I think that's really just the hardest part. But staying home, not being in public, for me that's easy. I mean, that's a responsibility that I understand. That's just like I said, that's just a sacrifice that everybody on this team, and I feel like that everybody, not only for LSU, but just around America and around the globe, should do, so we can get back to a certain normal. And this is a sacrifice that everybody has to make.
A true leader for LSU football, LSU, and the entire state of Louisiana and the world. Jacoby, thank you again for joining us on the show. It's great to hear from you. Looking forward to your senior campaign. Look forward to calling your name quite a bit this fall.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
In the huddle with senior safety Jacoby Stevens. Our conversation presented by Cox Communications. Much more to get to tonight after this quick break. Gordy and I will take a look at what is on the Tigers' menu for 2020. Starting with the first two opponents of the season. So stay with us here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Take it in. This SEC and its uncommon majesty. Rare is a place where everything means everything. The hype and the hope, confounding and astounding, the sounding of packed stadiums shaking concrete. Take it in. The color of density, the intensity, just stand and be. Here, in this place, the birthplace of more.
LSU fans, show your pride with Real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place Real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
John Emery in the backfield. John Emery going to get the call up the middle. He's got the first down. Breaks free at the 30. Far side, 25-20. 15-10-5. Touchdown, Tigers!
Back on LSU 60, Special Camp Edition. Presented by TJ Ribs on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Time to see what's on the menu. Presented by Capital One Bank. Gordy and Chris preview another LSU opponent on the 2020 schedule. Tonight, the guys preview UT, San Antonio, and Texas.
That's right. Time to check what's on the menu for LSU in 2020. Tigers looking to eat, no doubt about it. And Gordy, we'll start with UTSA. Of course, the season opener. Roadrunners out of Conference USA. Not going to spend a whole lot of time here.
Right.
No offense to Roadrunner fans out there listening, but I know that most feel like they're expected to finish sixth out of seven teams in the West Division of Conference USA. slightly ahead of UTEP. Of course, we all know Frank Wilson spent 4 years as head coach. He's now the head coach at McNeese State. But he was always known as a strong recruiter. That is what he is. And now Jeff Traylor, who spent a number of years as the associate head coach and running backs coach for Chad Morris, both at SMU and most recently, of course, the two-year experience, or experiment, I should say, at Arkansas. You know, they're known for offense, mm-hmm. Morris and Traylor, although Exhibit A is Arkansas the last 2 years. But when you look at the Roadrunners, again, coming in to open the season, what stands out to you?
Well, it's a rebuilding year. I mean, Jeff Traylor was a coach up at Gilmer High School outside Longview for 14 years, and that's why Chad Morris took him up to Arkansas. He was a good offensive mind, one, and two, he was hoping, you know, at Arkansas, you don't have a huge recruiting base there, so he wanted to get into Texas. And I think one of the reasons that Traylor wound up in San Antonio was that I think Frank struggled at times to make some inroads in Texas. I know he brought – you know, a lot of people in from Louisiana, but they got a guy that is a Texas guy that knows the high school, so forth and so on. Look, it's going to be a rebuilding year. They're most likely going to have a transfer in quarterback that's going to come in. Barry Looney Jr. comes down from Looney Jr., comes from Arkansas. He was the interim for Chad Morris up there, of course, a former Arkansas quarterback, so they're familiar with what they're doing on offense. I like the hire of Tyrone Nix. Most recently, he was a D.C., at Ole Miss under Hugh Freeze and last couple of years. And so they've got some experienced coaches there. It's just a football team that was 4-8 a year ago that they're flipping the roster. And so I think LSU catches them at a good spot in the first game.
They return 8 starters, 3 offensive linemen, but an offense that averaged just 20 points a game last season. They were kind of a team that, you know, wanted to hold opponents down defensively and find a way to outscore you. And again, UTSA scheduled opponent to start the season for LSU. You know, coaches can't look ahead, but Gordy, you and I have the advantage where we can. So let's look ahead to week number 2. Sure. And let's talk about, let's talk about Texas at LSU.
Yeah, and rightfully so. I think that, you know, Texas is a very good football team. Let's face it, that underachieved last year. After that great game in Austin in which LSU won 45-38, they lost to Texas in the Red River rivalry, the Red River game, lost to a TCU, Iowa State, lost to Baylor. I mean, this is a team that had 5 losses and finished 8-5 on the season. So expectations are a little bit higher out of Tom Herman's team. And this year they returned 16 starters, Chris, and it all, you know, all starts with Sam Ellinger at quarterback. He was fantastic against LSU a year ago, and you look at LSU's roster, he may very well be the best quarterback that the Tigers are going to face this season.
You know, last season everybody felt like that Week 2's matchup in Austin, LSU and Texas, would be a springboard game for whichever team won that contest. Is it going to be any different in 2020 being Week 2?
No, I think, you know, especially for Texas, who a lot of people feel like that they're going to be in the hunt in the Big 12 with Oklahoma, you know, of course, losing Jalen Hurts, and they had multiple departures. Baylor lost a huge chunk of their roster. So a lot of people have Texas as a favorite in the Big 12, and obviously expectations are what they are here in Baton Rouge. So I think this game mirrors that one in the same importance.
You mentioned Sam Ellinger, the quarterback. He's up for his senior season. And really, when you look back at it, again, disappointing year for the Longhorns, 8-5 overall. And as you mentioned, a really surprising 5-4 in Big 12 conference play. But his numbers weren't as bad as maybe people think. And again, it goes back to quarterback gets all the praise and quarterback gets all the blame. His rushing touchdowns were down from what they really expected, but he completed 65% of his passes, threw for over 3,600 yards, had 32 passing scores. Now, they're not Joe Burrow numbers, but they're certainly not pedestrian. He was 31 of 47 against LSU, 401 yards, 4 passing touchdowns, had a 2-yard rushing score. I know that we all were impressed by his play, but what impression did he play, or what impression did he leave on you in that game that at least concerns you about facing him again?
Well, he's a tremendous competitor, you know, very heady. I thought he did a great job of reading LSU's defense and was able to take advantage of the matchups. And keep in mind, last year, Texas, if you recall that game, I think DeAndre Ingram was banged up. Their whole running back group was banged up, and that was the one of the themes that went with last year. They did not run the football well. They were pass-oriented. So I thought he did a great job throughout the season of competing, and their problem wasn't the pass game, Chris, and even offensively, it was defensively, and that's why they made a change. They returned 9 starters. Chris Ash is moving from a advisory role to the defensive coordinator position. Ash was with Herman up at Ohio State, and of course, was head coach at Rutgers. So they're going to have a new look defense in week 2 for LSU.
Well, last year, it was Devin DuVernay who put on a show, really kept the Longhorns in it. He's gone. Colin Johnson, another outside threat, is gone. But Brennan Eagles expected to be possibly one of the best receivers in the country. And you mentioned the run game, because even in week 2, Texas was depleted, and it certainly hurt them. But the word out of Austin right now is that the run game may be their major strength. They've got Keontae Ingram, the junior, coming back, Rashawn Johnson, the sophomore, coming back, a senior in Daniel Young in the stable, and what many people consider the top running back in the country, a 5-star freshman, Bijan Robinson. How could this thing make things a little different because of the running attack that wasn't there a year ago?
No question. And I mean, if you recall the game between LSU and Texas last year, Ellinger was really effective scrambling and picking up some first downs from the pocket. And he was their most lethal running weapon. And if they can get some balance to this offense, they're going to be a tough team to defend. So, again, with Ellinger at the helm, here comes the best quarterback, in my opinion, on LSU's schedule, and they're coming back for a little revenge spot. Should be a good football game.
Right now, it's expected for LSU to start the season on September 5th at home against UTSA, and then they'll meet up with Texas on September 12th here at Tiger Stadium. We got much more coming up as we roll along here on LSU 60 Special Camp Edition. Up next, we'll be joined by Mickey Joseph, wide receivers and assistant head coach for your Fighting Tigers. Stay with us here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home edition? Now imagine an edition on that edition.
Whoa.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate 5 times the national average. That's right, 5 times, as represented by 5 times more singers. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Hargrove is a proud supporter of the Tigers with over 2,000 teammates and 500 in the Baton Rouge area. They know you want an engineering and project execution partner who understands your goals, who brings you innovative solutions, and who is versatile in their capabilities. Hargrove offers a variety of engineering services like EPC, controls and automation, startup and commissioning, life sciences, plant operations, and more. They aim to exceed expectations in all disciplines, and they know the relationship is what matters most. To learn more, visit them at hargrove-epc.com.
When you're ready to travel again, Baton Rouge Metro Airport will be here to get you there so that you can carry on. We've really missed you. And to show it, we've been giving BTR daily cleanings from boarding gate to baggage claim to ensure your flight is as germ-free as it is hassle-free. We know it hasn't been easy, but serving you again will put everyone here on cloud 9. After all this time, it's about time you flew BTR. Baton Rouge Metro Airport. FlyBTR.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, make sure every LSU game day is powered by Sunshine, your hometown John Deere dealer. Drive green this spring and get savings now on tractor packages for every property, starting as low as $188 per month. Keep on winning even in the offseason. Find more deals online and apply for financing at SunEquip.com. Sunshine, official partner of LSU Athletics. Offer ends 8-3-2020, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. 20% down payment required. See dealer for details.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to healthcare, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
Stings at far side. Stingley steps inside the receiver and picks it off at about the 13-yard line. Big turnover, fifth interception of the season for Derek Stingley, who leads the SEC.
LSU 60, special camp edition continues. Presented by TJ Ribs on the LSU Sports Radio Network. It's time for Coach Conversations, presented by Gulf State Toyota, proud partner of LSU Athletics.
Part of our plan for this show was to get the very latest from the Tiger coaching staff and hear about the progress being made as the 2020 kickoff gets a little closer. Without question, one of the key elements to LSU's offense this year, once again, will be the wide receivers, where the Tigers are loaded with experience and talent. So let's welcome to LSU 60 the coach that leads this talented core of playmakers, wide receivers, and assistant head coach Mickey Joseph. Coach, great to talk with you again, and thank you for carving some time out of your busy schedule. You've got to be excited and thrilled to be back to football.
Yeah, you know, we're very excited as a staff just to get the boys back around us. And I think the boys are excited also because, you know, this is part of their life. This is their routine that they do every day of their life. So it's kind of hard out there when you're on your own. You're not in your regular routine. So we're excited about getting them back in the building.
You know, everybody, of course, when they talk about LSU, talk about the 2020 upcoming season. You got to start really at the wide receiver position. It's obvious because of such a talented group that is returning for you. It has to be thrilling as the coach of the wide receivers to have a Biletnikoff Award winner in Jamar Chase coming back, Terrace Marshall, who was spectacular, who, again, even missing those games, double-digit touchdowns on the year, as well as Racy McMath. The list goes on and on and on. You guys have to be thrilled with what you got coming back and the competition, a friendly competition that makes everybody better in that room.
Well, you take your hat off to those guys in the room because one thing they know when we recruit them, that it's going to be the other guys in that room that can play. So it's about coming here and competing and earning a starting job, not just telling them during recruiting that you're going to start day one. It's hard to tell a freshman coming in that you're going to start day one and he don't know anything about your program, anything about your scheme. So when those guys come in the room, you know, they start off as threes, and we make them fight for the position. We just don't give them anything. Like Coach will always say, our depth chart is written in sand. So whoever wins the job at the end of the week, that's who starts on Saturday. But you're excited about this group, you know, leading with Jamar. You know, Jamar's coming back. He's at an unusual pace right now. He's really improved from last year. You got Terrence who's coming back, and looking for Terrence to have a big year. But Racy McMath, who's probably one of the best special team players in the country, you know, to help us come in. And he's a solid wide receiver. You know, like I tell people, he's a really good wide receiver. He just hasn't had a chance to show what he can do. You know, but we're really excited by the young boys coming in. You know, Corey Moore, Alex Adams, and Kayshawn Boutte. You know, they're doing really well right now also.
Coach, let's talk about, you know, one of the things I heard Coach O mention every time he talked about what was taking place from a coaching standpoint and a player standpoint during this pandemic and the time that, you know, the players were away and really on their own with direction, obviously, from you and Coach Moffitt and, you know, to stay in shape and stay at the top of their game. When your guys came back and you got a chance to really see them and you mentioned Jamar Chase, it's hard to imagine him improving from what he did last year, but that's a good sign. Mm-hmm. But how were you happy overall with the way everybody came back, considering that everybody was kind of separated for such a long period of time, which is not normal for a college football team?
Well, what they did when they were working out, you know, when we was on a, you know, statewide quarantine, the boys worked out, and on their own, we didn't have to tell them. They would send us clips back of them working out, what they were eating, and they were doing it every day. And like we preach in our room, you got to be self-motivated to play on this level and to play on the next level. So they just going on what we telling them, you know, just, hey, you got to be self-motivated. So you got to get up and go work out in the morning. Then in the afternoon, you got to get you another workout for us catching the ball. So they did exactly what we told them to do, you know, and that's one thing about this football team, and that's a Coach O leadership, that we under. You know, we ongoing skill development. You know, we're always pressing on and getting to the next thing.
I want to talk individually. You've mentioned it already. I want to get your thoughts on Jamar Chase and Terrace Marshall, obviously the two headlining receivers returning for the Tigers here in 2020. But you also mentioned some of the younger guys, some of which we saw last season, some of the guys who just entered the program.
For you, I mean, for all of us out there, fans who are looking forward to this season, I mean, what does it look like when you look at the wide receiver position beyond Jamar and Terrish? How much competition is going to be there? And how many of these guys do you think are going to be able to contribute very early on?
Well, right now we have 9 guys that we're rotating right now. You know, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, you'll have 6 that'll be able to play in the game. And the other 3 just got to be ready to go every week. But, you know, after Jamar and Terrence, I think we're really solid, you know, for, you know, kids helping us finish games and being solid when they're going there. That is no middle bus, that they're doing everything we ask them to do. So we're really excited about this crew. And we knew recruiting these kids that they were highly ranked kids, you know, and they said they want to come to LSU knowing that it's another 4 or 5 star in the room. And once they get here, we don't worry about 4 or 5 stars. You got to beat that guy out. And that's one thing we do around here. We compete.
2 guys that come to mind that we saw flashes from last year. I'll start with Trey Palmer, who's the rising sophomore, highly touted out of Kentwood High School. And also Racy McMath, who had some big moments last year, going now into his senior year out of Edna Carr High School. You know, what do you expect from those 2 guys specifically? And how much better have they become over the last year, 6 months or so?
Well, we're happy where Trey's at right now. You know, he's really grasped the offense concepts and the scheme. And he's going to help us a lot in special teams. He'll be a gunner on punt team. He'll be a kick returner. So he's a really explosive kid. He had to learn how to play this game in SEC West. He had to learn how to play. And I think the light don't clicked on. So I think that he's going to be a kid that we got to keep our eye on. That's going to help us this year. As far as Racy's been a strong special team player. Like we said here at LSU, we think Racy's probably the best special team player in the country. You know, so he had to brush up on his receiver skills, but so far he's having a great camp right now, and he's doing everything we asked him to do. So I think he's going to be fine this year, but we're looking forward and excited about what Racy's going to do.
Coach, stay with us if you can for just a few more minutes. We're up on a break, and we'll return with more of our conversation with Coach Mickey Joseph right after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is, not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Feed the fire. The SEC fire never gets colder. Make it smolder. Feed it more decibels, more fervor and fever. Stoke with raw emotion and believers. Allegiance is the spark. Tradition is the ignition. And the chaos is the kindling. Drown out the distractions. Douse the don't care. Feed the fire. Feed it more.
LSU fans, show your pride with Real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place Real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Again, go back to Davis Price. He's got a seam. He's down the near side hash. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers!
We continue with part 2 of our coach conversation presented by Gulf State Toyota, proud partners of LSU Athletics on LSU 60. Special Camp Edition on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Continuing our visit with wide receivers and assistant head coach Mickey Joseph here on LSU 60 Camp Edition. Coach, you mentioned when we first got started earlier, Ja'Marr Chase improving from where he was a year ago. And, you know, the bar that he set, not only the standard of performance for LSU and their wide receivers, but also his own personal goals. How do you get better than a Biletnikoff Award winner now that he's going into his junior season? What do you think you and he kind of talked about and said, hey, this is some specific areas of improvement, and how has he attacked that?
Well, I think Ja'Marr, he's always looking to get better. You know, he's never satisfied with his play. He always wants to get better. And I think, going back to this year, just watching all the routes he ran last year, you know, and looking to say, okay, you're giving this away, you're giving your glance away. I know when you're running a go route. So, you know, just fixing little things with him, you know, because he's giving you the effort. He's just fixing little things with him, and that he knows that he's got to continue to get better. Everything. People say, okay, he won the Biletnikoff. And I'm telling you, just knowing Ja'Marr, he's probably forgot he won the Biletnikoff. He's not a kid that's going to dwell on, okay, I won the Biletnikoff, now I can shut it down. He wants to be the best in the country. And I think that's what drives our group, that when they see him go out there and he's getting in it, guys, we coach him the hardest. We're on Ja'Marr, and he's receptive to the coaching. But just the individual things that he's doing, just catching the ball, keeping the receivers after, catching them on the jugs, he's a great leader also for this room. But that's how he's getting better, just through individual and just tweaking little things in his game.
Assistant head coach Mickey Joseph joining us here on LSU 60 Fall Camp Edition. Terrace Marshall, a guy who missed a handful of games last year, still, as I said, double-digit touchdowns, huge target out there, probably an underrated route runner when you consider everybody was focused on, obviously, Ja'Marr and last year and Justin Jefferson. How much better will Terrace Marshall Jr. be here in 2020?
Well, I think the same thing with Terrence. I think Terrence don't miss those three or four games. He ends up with, 60 or 75 catches. You know, because he was on that pace to get it done. But I think coming back this year, the same thing with Terrence is looking to get better, looking to make sure, you know, because he's going to play some outside, he's going to be inside. So he's going to play both this year. So with Terrence, he's just coming back and, like you said, with the same thing with Ja'Marr, tweaking the little things. He's a big, fast kid. People don't think he's very fast. But what he can do, he can track that ball in the air. You've seen the catch against Clemson. That was a big-time catch. That ball was on his back shoulder. He's running full speed, but he's 6'4 and a half, so he can reach back and get it. I think Terrence is going to play with more confidence this year, you know, because he knows, hey, this is my year, and let me get it done. But we're excited where Terrence is at right now, and we're just going to keep pushing him.
Coach Mickey Joseph joining us here in our final moments, Coach. When you hear people talk about LSU from a national standpoint and the success last season, the unprecedented success, one of the best college football offenses of all time, people will say, I wonder if LSU is going to continue the offensive philosophy and the playbook, so to speak, that they did in 2019. From a wide receiver standpoint, where there were so many weapons and so many different areas on the field to choose from for Joe Burrow, will be the same for Miles Brennan. Is that what we expect? I mean, is it still exactly what you guys have done last year, maybe just adding to it?
Yeah, we're probably going to add to it, but, you know, the system that we ran last year, that's LSU system. Like I told people before, if you take your hat off to Coach O to bring Joe Brady in here and bring that system here in, Steve did a great job of calling it, you know, so we work hard to get this system, but we're going to keep it. We're going to keep people spread out and run the ball when we have to, and we're going to throw the ball when we need to, you know, and that's the best thing about it, that we got a great system right now, so we just need to plug in the pieces.
Coach, last thing I've got for you. When you and I got together back in the spring, we were talking about how different your day was, and all the coaches were, as far as more technology, a lot of Zoom meetings, keeping up with the players wherever they happen to be across the country. Now that we're under different protocols, the good news is we're headed towards kickoff in early September. Everything is on pace to go. Is it different this year? I mean, take us through the differences for preparing for fall camp here in 2020 as opposed to what you're accustomed to. How different is it?
Well, we're doing the same thing that we do. You know, we got a social distance. That things like everybody's doing around the United States. We got to spread out team, run them out, and spread out meeting rooms out. Everybody spread out. And you got to wear your mask in practice. We'll be going 11 on 11. So that's the transitions we're going through now. But like I'll say, our kids are – They perfect. They don't blink. They continue to do what we ask them to do. And they know we're going to kick this ball off and we're going to be ready, you know, because we've been preparing like this. We had to step back and say we're not playing. That's not in our – we don't have that kind of talk in our building. I was talking our building, we're getting ready for the opener. So we'll be back here August 6th with the players, and we'll get ready to go like we've been doing.
Coach, before I let you go, a lot of incredible records last year, especially involving those wide receivers. Did you guys in that room set the bar even higher for 2020?
Well, you know what? We don't talk about personal records. We talk about one record, that 15-0 record as a team. And that, you know, because personal records with 15-0, he took care of himself. You know, that's just saying, if you get 15-0, personal records going to be set. But we know, as we always have the attitude that as we go, the offense goes. So we know we got to show up every day at practice. We got to show up every day, every Saturday in the game. So we already know that. Like I said before, you know, we've been preparing. So we've been getting ready, so everybody's ready to go.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck with the rest of fall camp. Can't wait to see you when kickoff comes around in early September.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks to Coach Joseph for his time. And I'm going to step aside for a short break, and we're going to close things up tonight from the studio on LSU 60 Special Camp Edition here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Our Lady of the Lake is encouraging you to do what's necessary to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Wash your hands frequently, stay home as much as you can, and cover your cough. You can also schedule a video visit with Our Lady of the Lake Physician Group providers who can help you navigate any health concerns from the comfort of your home. New patients welcome. Visit OLOLRMC.com to schedule today.
Founded by faculty and staff in 1934, Campus Federal Credit Union has been a trusted partner of LSU and part of our winning team for over 85 years. And they're still here, faithfully serving our Tiger Nation, providing personalized products and excellent service to members wherever they may be on their financial journey. With 24/7 online banking, an expert mortgage team, plus the distinction of being Louisiana's top business credit union, membership has many benefits. But you don't have to be a Tiger to experience the Campus Federal difference. Visit campusfederal.org today. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
New Bud Light Seltzer, huh?
Yep.
And it tastes like a hard seltzer, not a beer?
Yep.
So it's light and refreshing?
Yep.
With a hint of fruit flavor?
Yep.
And 100 calories?
Yep.
You said this is Bud Light Seltzer?
Yep.
Well, I need to try it.
Yep.
Oh, that tastes great.
Yep.
Now, wait, are you just yupping me?
Nope.
Bud Light Seltzer, unquestionably good. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beers, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to health care, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics. Hargrove is a proud supporter of the Tigers with over 2,000 teammates and 500 in the Baton Rouge area. They know you want an engineering and project execution partner who understands your goals, who brings you innovative solutions, and who is versatile in their capabilities. Hargrove offers a variety of engineering services like EPC, controls and automation, startup and commissioning, life sciences, plant operations, and more. They aim to exceed expectations in all disciplines, and they know the relationship is what matters most. To learn more, visit them at hargrove-epc.com. Hargrove, one team.
Looking left, under pressure, Jacoby Stevens has him and brings him down for the sack. Way back at a 38-yard line, a loss of 11 yards.
Time to wrap up tonight's show. For one final time, here is Gordy and Chris.
Wow, time flies when you're having fun, Gordy.
Absolutely, and we hope we have some football on the horizon.
Yeah, I think we do.
Yes.
I think we do.
Yes.
We're headed that way. And I think you're like me and like every other Tiger fan, pretty excited about what's coming up in 2020. A load of talent coming back.
Excited about team, great schedule, and I like the approach Coach Ogeron and his staff have taken. You know, they're focusing, they're getting ready to play 12 games as is and keeping everybody healthy and safe.
All right. We'll be back here Thursday.
Absolutely.
Still waiting for fall camp to start on the 6th, but we'll keep you informed here on LSU 60 Special Fall Camp Edition. My thanks to Brad Morales for production assistance and always the great Gordy Rush. Gordy, we'll see you Thursday.
Thanks, Chris.
You've been listening to LSU 60 Special Camp Edition. Presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics and home of the Ed Ogeron Show. LSU 60 Special Camp Edition is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network, LSUSB, and Outfront Sports. The LSU Sports Radio Network is a division of LSUSB and Outfront Sports.